Pack County Be Healthy Now Coalition is hosting a community health fair and food distribution event this coming weekend, the University of Findlay campus. And joining us this morning is Zach Thomas. With more information, I know we're looking ahead to this weekend. It's only Monday. We're already, but it's never too early to look forward to the weekend, I guess, in that respect. So,
good morning.
Thanks very much for dropping by. So, first of all, as we mentioned, the Be Healthy Now Coalition is a true coalition. A lot of entities are involved and have a hand in this coalition.
Yeah, the Be Healthy Now Coalition has been around for a number of years, mm-hmm. and really what they focus on is our community health assessment and our community health improvement plan. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways they wanted to showcase that was focusing on this health fair coming up on Saturday.
So talk a little bit about the impetus for this. Again, Be Healthy Now focuses on the community health assessment overall. What in that specifically led to this?
Yeah. So, you know, every 3 years we develop this health improvement plan, and sometimes nobody really knows what it does or what it's supposed to do, but really it's a way to collaborate across the community with entities that are focusing on community health. And as a way to showcase that information or to bring awareness to the work that's happening, the Be Healthy Now Coalition wanted to do this health fair, and it's actually sponsored by the Community Foundation, which is a large supporter of the health improvement process. Mm-hmm. And there's three areas that we're really focusing on. One is healthy behaviors, changing the way we do things to become a healthier person, access to care, and also making sure that we're always making an attention to mental health and addiction. And so those three areas are the main impetus of the community health improvement plan.
So at this community health fair, what will be happening? I mean, I know we mentioned there's a food distribution event. So, you know, there's that, you know, when we talk about health and healthy food, there's that direct event that correlates with that. But what else would be happening?
Sure. You know, like traditional health fairs, there's going to be a number of resource tables there. So I think we have about 30 agencies that are going to be represented, which was what you would normally expect. But what we're really hoping to do is showing what those agencies are doing in relationship to the initiatives that are in the health improvement plan and how it all really ties together. So it's not just coming and learning about what this service is, but how does that service really create what we're trying to accomplish, which is the healthiest county in Hancock, in Ohio, actually.
Yeah. And as you were alluding to, it's actually going to be my next question to talk a little bit about how all of this is tied together. Because, again, we talk about the food distribution event, so we're talking about healthy eating, mental health, which is obviously your bailiwick with respect to that. So, but all of this ties together. They're individual pieces of the same puzzle.
Yeah, and really what ties it all together, Chris, is the health improvement plan, but also the health assessment. So every 3 years, we assess our community on everything from access to care, how often are they going to the doctor, how they feel about their health is, their income levels, their access to services. And from that report, we determine through a process what are the most important areas we want to focus on? And that's where the collaborative, the Be Healthy Now Coalition agencies come together and really say, how can we address these issues together with this health improvement plan that has a number of initiatives that are collectively focusing on that work?
And as an example, when you are mentally healthy, you are more likely to be physically healthy, physically active, eating well, and so on, and vice versa. When you're, you know, physically active and eating well, then mental health becomes easier to manage, that kind of thing. I would imagine in that respect, everything is tied together as well.
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it, because if we focus on just one column or one area, we sometimes tend to forget that those other things are critical and they play into each other to make a person healthy.
Yeah. So give us the details of this community health fair. As we mentioned, it's this coming weekend. It's on the campus of the University of Findlay. Tell us all about it here.
Yeah. So it'll start at 10 a.m. at the Kaler Center. And starting at noon was when the food distribution will happen. But when people arrive, they'll be greeted and there'll be some giveaways. There'll be some door prizes. Everyone will get something to take away with them. And then they have an opportunity to visit with the agencies and learn more about what those agencies provide, but also how they're contributing to the overall health of the county. There'll be kids activities. Why on the Fly will be there. So there'll be opportunity for the entire family to be engaged.
Yeah, that again, we talk about the coalition and the partner agencies, Adamus and Hancock Public Health and the OSU Extension, West Ohio Food Bank, the Y. You know, it goes on and on. I mean, a lot of really important stakeholders in this.
Yeah, there are. Together. There are. And we've actually seen additional people want to come out and help because they learned about how important this work is.